Shalom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Mark. My name's Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. You think you can help me out?
Yeah, until I start, you know, I'm driving somewhere in a couple of minutes, but you can ask as many questions as you want.
Okay, thank you so much. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26
to 40? About 40.
Okay.
About 40.
All right, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble, bricklayer? Excuse me?
Tough pointer,
okay. All right. All right. Okay. And at the last job you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey?
Yes. Foreman, superintendent.
Oh, okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Okay, you're retired. All right. Approximately how many weeks you have been unemployed to find work? From 0 to weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, or 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 weeks?
I've been retired for like about 5 years.
Okay.
Maybe more.
All right. Now, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No, I can't work.
Okay. And in the past 12 months, have you seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer constructions, or about the same?
What was that again? Sorry.
No problem. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer constructions, or about the same number as in last year?
I'd say about the same, but more non-union than union.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer constructions, or about the same?
I'd say about the same.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
If they had the work, yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
One more time.
Sure. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployed than now, or about the same, or less employment than now?
It depends what these idiots do.
Okay. All right. And looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, I don't believe it will get better with these idiots in there, so I'm going to say worse.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work in the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not really safety concerns?
Well, when I was working, it was changing over to where you couldn't understand half the people.
Uh-huh.
There I am.
Okay. So that was language problem, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
Polish
yes or no?
Hispanic.
Okay. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? In person, online, or no?
In person.
In person.
Almost a year ago or not.
Okay. All right. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in activities in the past 12 months. I'm going to read you some names, and you tell me yes or no. Political canvassing. Yes or no?
Political what?
Ken Vincent.
I don't understand what you're saying, boss.
Okay. All right. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's political. C-A-N-V-A-S-S-I-N-G.
I have no idea what that word means.
Okay. All right. No problem. And pick team.
What was that?
Pick team. Pick team.
Picketing?
Yeah, picketing.
Okay. No.
No. All right. Union organizing?
Union what?
Organizing.
Organizing.
Oh, I haven't done any, no.
Okay. All right. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on regularly?
I'm not.
Okay. Or never?
Remember, I've been retired for 5, yes. 6, 7 years.
Okay. let me see. Yeah. Changing the subject in the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news source from the one that you're most likely to get your news from. It's radio, local TV program, print and online newspaper, friends and neighbors, the internet, social media, or cable news?
Shit, I don't listen to anything, to be honest with you.
Okay, no problem. Moving on. All right. And by the way, we're almost done, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, immigration, foreign policy, education, support for labor unions, jobs economy, or the environment, or something else?
Something else.
Something else, all right. And as you may know, BAC, that's BAC, supports the applications of David Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen or heard or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democrat Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wages protecting of the David Bacon Act?
Neither one. I don't like either one.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM and Ford and Stellantis. Now, over disputes regarding pay and working now conditions. Which side do you support more of this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM Ford?
It's hard to tell. Like right now, they both make shitty cars, so I don't know. I don't know if it's the workers' fault or.
Okay. All right.
So I don't. And neither one of them.
Okay. All right. Now, Mr. Mark, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done, which in the followings. I'm going to reach you some, and you can tell me.
I'm going to save you a lot of time. He's done nothing right, okay?
Okay. All right.
I don't approve of anything he does, except,
Okay, I'm just going to reach to you, and you tell me you approve or disapprove.
Okay.
So you say disapprove for Joe Biden. Foreign Affairs,
approve.
Disapprove. Healthcare?
Disapprove.
All right. Immigration?
Disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
And the economy?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve?
No.
Somewhat, or strongly disapprove?
No, terrible.
All
terrible.
Right. Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other office in November 2024? Almost certain.
I'm going to vote, yeah. It depends. Yes. I'm going to vote.
Okay. All right. And the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump. Who will you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it unuseful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, jobs, opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Do I care? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do care.
Okay. And turning back to back, that's BAC.
Okay.
How will you rate your overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
As far as what, though?
Excuse me?
As far as what?
Okay, let's see. Overall effectiveness of your local union. You could say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. All right. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
All right. Thank you. And how could the union best improve in representation and service? In your own words, sir.
Okay. I believe they can get a lot better. I mean, the training is good now, okay, but they've got to get across to the public that they're not scoundrels.
Okay.
You know, like, it's all like money, man, like union overcharges, and they still think the union's a crook.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to change that image because, I mean, nobody I know trusts the union.
Uh-huh.
They say they're all crooked.
Yeah.
And if you can change the image, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
That's it?
All right. We're almost done.
Okay.
Right. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I would say training.
Training. Okay.
And making sure we have jobs.
Okay, training and have jobs. And have jobs. All right. Thank you. All right. And what is your preference way to receive information from your union? Email, SMS, union meetings, job site, or mail?
Mail.
All right. And how often do you hear from your local unions regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, couple of times a year, or once a year, or never?
Never.
All right.
They send me mail, but I've never talked to anybody.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for Cisco purpose. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent?
Republican.
Okay, Republican. Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, African American? Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Sure, Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. And this concludes our surveys. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Likewise.
Bye.
No, man, you're supposed to be paying attention.
Marilyn, who gets in the accident?
Mark.
Yes?
Pay attention.
I am, but who gets in the accident?
Hey, I do.
There you go. Thank you. And you shouldn't talk on